Hello, this is Dr. Lisa Cooney. Welcome to the Body of Change podcast, the art of choosing, committing, collaborating, creating with your body for a greater future for you, for the planet, and for your relationships. The target of this podcast is to create a different circuitry and a different communication with your body that actually is joyful and engaging. So essentially how to act and engage in the moment to create your body. So today, what would your body tell you if you went to couples therapy? Body and couples therapy. So, many people in this day and age have gone to therapy at least one session in their life. Just imagine you finally had it out with your body, and your body finally had it out with you, and you knew you were going to break up or do something different. So you both chose to do something different and give it another try. So you call up the therapist, you make an appointment, you walk in, and as you're walking, do you drive separately? Do you drive together? Do you walk in front of your body, or does your body walk in front of you? Do you drag behind your body, or your body drag behind you? Do you ignore each other? You keep your eyes averted or your head down? Or when your body talks to you or you talk to body, do you snarl or make some sort of disparaging comment? Or completely withdraw and ignore? How do you speak to your body? How does your body speak to you? So now you're sitting in the waiting room. Are you sitting next to each other, or are you across the room from each other? The therapist comes out, welcomes you both in. Notice what you're feeling. Anger, rage, fury, hate, blame, shame, guilt, regret, addictive, compulsive points of view, business, money, sex, life, living, love. What is it? You sit down. Is there just a couch for the two of you? Or is there a couch and a chair and then one chair for the therapist? Where do you sit? Where does your body sit? So the therapist says, you know, what brings you here today? Who starts speaking? You or your body? Your body or you? When either one starts speaking, you or your body or you? Do you, when you start speaking, do you point your finger and start with a you, or do you start with an I? Most likely, if you went to couples therapy and you're going to couples therapy for your body, you and your body, you're both saying something about you this, you that, you this, you that. Point the finger. Whenever we point the finger with a you first, it's just a judging, a devaluing, and a dismissing of what's actually going on for you. Sound like couples therapy? Well, it kind of is. Is your relationship, your actual relationship, if you're in one, reflective of your relationship with your body? What I've already discussed in the last 4 minutes of this podcast. Are your finances like your relationship with your body? Going to couples therapy. Your business. What's actually going on? Have you ever taken the time to just sit back and go to couples therapy with your body? So, the therapist asks you, what do you say? What does your body say? What does your body say about you? What do you say about your body? Generally, whenever couples therapy starts, both parties, in this case you and your body, will start talking from anger. I can't stand it when, I hate it when, I'm frustrated that. You always. But what are you really angry at? What are you really frustrated with? Isn't it possible that you're actually really angry or really frustrated with the fact that you can't actually connect with yourself? That you're actually separate from yourself? That you actually have no idea how to commune, collaborate, commit, connect, and create and choose your body? And how upset is your body at you, and how upset are you at your body? Because you both actually desire something different, but actually don't know how to get there. That's what most people have as a relationship with their body. And they go to couples therapy and they find out they're actually in separation. They're not in collaboration or communion. So, already, are you awakening or waking up to your own separation with your body? So, let's say you come home from that first couples therapy session and it's kind of grueling. You might feel a little better because you got all your piss and vinegar out. But does your body want to sleep on the couch versus the bedroom? Or do you want to sleep on the couch versus the bedroom? When you get dressed in the morning, do you actually bring your body into the closet with you and have it pick out the colors, the shapes, the textures of the clothes, the jewelry, and everything that it wants to wear? Or is it already up and at 'em and gone, and you have no communication, no collaboration, no care or concern, no contact, no connection? This is the real dis-ease that plagues us in this reality, is the separation, the loneliness, the disconnection, the dissociation from self. And whenever we're separate, dissociated, and lonely from ourselves, nothing but angst and agitation and dis-ease and loneliness pervades. It's really kind of sad, isn't it? But I've been there. I've done it. We all have. So let's go back to the couples therapy. If your body was your ally, what would it tell you? Because at one point it was. You didn't just become the you walking into the couples therapy, or the you having your body sleep on the couch or have no contact with it. It happened over time. But it started happening probably at one pivotal moment, or two or three. Do you have any sense of what that might be? Do you have any age or time or place or situation? What comes to you now as I even bring this up? That is probably a moment, a time, a situation, a person, a place, an event that has locked into your cellular memory, that has actually disconnected and dissociated you from you. Talking about it. Asking yourself, what did you decide there? Asking your body if it would like to actually do something different. Because likely, if you found a time, a place, a situation, or an event when you were a kid, or in your teenage years, or even in your young adult years, you're probably a little older than that. It was probably some time ago. And you're still acting on that. And that acting on it is actually separating you even further. So then you might ask yourself, what's the benefit of keeping separate from myself? Most people want to keep separate from themselves because they don't want to feel what they think they have to feel or get stuck in. When in actuality, by not feeling it, they get stuck in it and they feel numb and they separate even more and more and more. That's when they start putting on weight and having pains in their body and stop doing the things that they enjoy. and get separate and separate and separate and further and further and further and further away from themselves. These are the people, and this might even be yourself at one point, that when someone asks how you're doing, you're like, who are you talking to? I'll never forget, it's probably about 7 or 8 years ago now, a friend of mine sat with me and looked me straight in the eyes and asked me how I was doing. And I literally felt so uncomfortable when they asked me that, because I was so ashamed to not know how I was doing, because I wasn't doing good. But I had to keep the face on as if I was. Something I learned very early on in my upbringing that actually created so many problems in my life and in my relationships and even in my business, to not be the vulnerable, authentic truth of who I am now. Back then, kind of made it look like I was saying, well, I was actually, it didn't even kind of make it look like I would say yes when I meant no and no when I meant yes, without even knowing I was doing it. I just wanted to get out of the situation and move on to the next thing because I was so uncomfortable with myself. And where does that discomfort come from? Well, each of us have our own story. We have our own history or herstory. Some of us have trauma. Some of us don't. Some of us have divorces or deaths or tragedies or diseases befallen those that we love and care about. Sometimes it's just something a teacher says one day, or heartbreak or a breakup, and we create these walls around us that each and every time separates ourselves from ourselves, our body from ourselves. And then we wake up one day and we're in pain, we're not in joy, our body doesn't look the way that we want it to. We don't feel good in our body. We don't even feel good really eating. We don't feel good doing anything. And we pretty much don't even like our job or the people we're hanging around, but we feel stuck in it. But who wants to feel that stuckness? So we just keep separating and 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 separating. Hence the reason for couples therapy with your body. So what can you do to reverse this? Well, hopefully, and this podcast is kind of waking you up a little bit to maybe what part of you are in communion or not in communion with yourself, and asking some questions about, hey, what's one thing I can do today to get more in communion with me and more in communion with my body? And what if you put your hand on one body part and look in the mirror just one time a day? And instead of looking with judgment, find one thing, one body part, one aspect of you that you actually appreciate and like, and say that to yourself in the mirror. And do that for 10 days. And then on the 11th day, add another part. And on the 22nd day, add a third part. And on the 33rd day, say three parts at once. And then notice, it's kind of like a gratitude list. And then notice what's different about you and your body. Maybe you're bringing you and your body into your closet to dress yourself in the morning. Maybe you're bringing you and your body into work with you and getting some accolades from colleagues or bosses about how much more present you've been. Maybe you're taking a dance class or trying something new, like a cooking class, and your body's laughing more. Maybe you've met a new friend that you just laugh with and have fun with, like that childlike innocence deep within all of us, which is just joy. Whatever it is, the point being, the target is your body is a gift. Your body has information from you. Your body and you are in a creationship. Has anybody ever told you that your body and you are in a creationship? And when you hear it now, do you enjoy what you're creating, or would you like to create something different? If you'd like to create something different, ask your body more questions. Be grateful for your body. And what I mean by asking your body more questions, body, show me how I can be more grateful for you. Body, how can I include you in this decision? Body, how can I actually even make you feel better? And I don't mean, maybe it's a massage. Maybe it's being held by somebody. Maybe it's getting your nails done. Maybe it's getting a new haircut. Maybe it's putting on clothes that actually feel soft to your skin. Maybe it's sitting in a bathtub. Who knows? But you're actually asking your body to join you in creating. Join you in creating. You with you. You with it. It with you. Hi body, hi me, hi me, hi body. Hi body, hi me, hi me, hi body. Body, we're together in this. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Body, we're together in this. Where do you want to go? What do you want to do? Body, we're together in this. Where do you want to go? And what do you want to do? Body, we're together in this. Where do you want to go? And what do you want to do? Body, we're together in this. Where do you want to go? And what do you want to do? And so your sixth or eighth couples therapy session happens. Notice how you walk in. Even just from listening to this podcast, it doesn't have to be six or eight sessions. Even just this one session, let's say, we call it a session, listening to this podcast. Do you still drive over separately? Do you walk in front of each other or behind each other? Do you avert each other's gaze? Do you snarl at each other? Or is there more space and energy and consciousness based on the inclusion and the communion of asking your body and you listening to your body? That is the creationship, asking and listening and then acting. So if you choose to ask and take it to couples therapy, then you must act on what each other says and engage with the universe, with the world around you, to put it into practice and make it a part of your reality. This might be new and different information for a lot of you. It certainly was for me. As I've spoken many times on these podcasts, I was at war with my body, not a creationship with my body. Now I'm so amazed at what it can do and how much easier living is when I include my body. And how much conflict I avoid when I include my body. So much more conflict when I just include my mind. And I forget about my body. And at the end of the session, do you want to protect, perhaps hug your body, shake hands with it, bow to it, or just simply look at it and say, show me, body, show me. And maybe even ask for forgiveness from your body. Body, I'm so sorry that I've been ungrateful. I'm so sorry I put you through all these things. Eating 12 pizzas. Having 72 martinis. Getting 27 divorces. Whatever it is, I'm making a joke. Body, show me what would be the greatest contribution to us in creationship. What would you like me to do? How would you like me to be? What is fun for you? What brings you the most joy? I wish to hear you. I wish to receive you. I wish to get really vulnerable and listen to you. Body, show me. Just show me. And if you just spend time listening, your body will talk to you. And I have to tell you something else. If your body starts talking to you and you hear a lot of judgments, that is not you. That's something that's either been told to you, something you overheard, something you're picking up from, you know, the media or this reality, but it's not your body. Bodies actually don't judge. People do. All right, my friends. Thank you for your time. I hope this information was a contribution to you. And I will hear you, see you, feel you next week in the podcast, The Body of Change. You are welcome to send questions in at Dr. Lisa at drlisacooney.com. Have a great day communing with your body. Always remember, you matter, you exist. Now roar. And I'll be back with another episode of The Body of Change. This is Dr. Lisa, and thanks for listening. Remember, your body is a gift, it is a possibility, and it adores you. Bye for now.